live from the front lines. Welcome to Stats Chat, hosted by Brad Zinda and Kaylin Sijikin. This is where strategy meets straight talk. It's bold ideas, real growth, and whatever else hits the mic. This is Stats Chat.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. We've got storms rolling into Minneapolis here, but that's not going to stop this amazing 4105 adventure to Studio 26. Once again, Kaylin, welcome back.
It's keeping us inside here today. There's some storms coming in, aren't there?
We've got that time of year. It is. I love storms, by the way.
Well, it's, you can feel it. You walk outside, you just feel the humidity. You can smell it. We're going to get hit today, I got a feeling.
Well, we are in a level 3 risk for high winds, supercells, and I love talking about that. Matter of fact, I would like to call myself a maybe uncertified storm chaser.
Definitely not uncertified.
I feel like I am certified my own way, but that doesn't matter. I'm sure that they
Someone
carry
disagree.
A different license than I
with
do.
That.
I'm not driving into them like, what's his face? So
no,
that's for sure.
No,
but
no.
I do enjoy them. So hopefully everybody stays safe. We don't need anybody hurt, but watching a little snap, crackle, pop and watch a little cloud do its thing is kind of fun. So, all right. Well, welcome back, everybody. I know that we have been kind of jumping from podcast to podcast. This is like episode, I don't know, 13, 16. It doesn't really matter anymore. We're just going to come live every single week, bringing you the stuff that we feel is relevant in this industry. Today is something special for advisors because we have a chance to save them some money, Kaylin.
That's right. Well, you mentioned bringing something relevant to the table, right? And that's exactly what we've intended this show to be every single week, is share an idea, share a solution, share something that Gradient does that helps advisors grow. And that's exactly what this is. This was an idea shared to us in the last couple of weeks that it's probably been out there for a while, but sometimes you just don't hear about it until like you have a chance to actually hear the success that can come from something like that. So that's exactly what we're sharing with you guys today around the concept of mail, right? So mail is a topic that anyone who's been doing this for a long time knows that, especially going back 15, 20 years, that was the primary way you'd get in front of someone, right? It was almost the only way you get in front of
That's correct. Yeah. Social media really wasn't a thing where advisors used that platform, right?
Nope. I mean, as it's evolved, obviously there's different ways to do things with social media, fill up events. But I mean, going back in time, and even I would say today, based on the numbers we see through the blueprint spend, mail is still the number one avenue that money is spent on to fill up rooms. Okay. At the end of the day,
100%.
100%. Yep, 100%. And when you look at the cost on that. And again, this isn't this isn't for us to avoid using mailhouses or get away from these things or stop doing that. That's not the case at all. It's us bringing in an idea that we found for certain, different things you guys might want to do to get your name out there a little bit. It could be a cost-effective way of doing things. And that is the USPS. It's every door direct mail. Okay. You want to explain a little bit about that?
Yeah, for sure. And Kaylin, you hit something I wanted to make sure that we're very clear on. You know, we don't marry ourselves to any mail house at the end of the day. We want our advisors to be as successful as can be. And we've had mail houses that have done really well in areas and others that haven't. So this is an idea that I think would allow you to try direct mail at a much cheaper cost. In my mind, I think some of the mails pieces we've seen can be anywhere from 50 to 70 cents on average. Mm-hmm. Again, that's a big window, I know, but there are different things that come into it. You can lump packages and whatnot. But this one caught my attention because we do have an advisor that uses this and he fills seminars pretty fast with it. And it's really simple, but the USPS has a online portal where you can go in and actually select carrier routes. You can create the mail piece. They'll also look at the big picture because everybody wants to know, well, who do they mail to? Well, it doesn't change, right? They are a mail house. So targeting those neighborhoods, you can give them zip codes and then start to focus on maybe what that household income looks like, age, that residential status, 55 plus, you name it, household income as a whole. You can do all sorts of different things, but we're seeing this around 24. Four-ish cents?
Yeah, per piece, which is really, really low, like industry speaking. And every listener, you guys have got these sent to you before. This isn't anything new in the last couple of weeks. But if you guys have ever got a piece of mail that doesn't have your name on it, right? It's just like an ad, whether it's for a deck company in the area or a new pizza joint that's popping up or something along those lines. It doesn't, all it is just like a flyer or just a little postcard, but it's not titled directly to you individually, right?
Correct.
So they're picking these areas, they're picking the demographics, and it's just like a drop to that area, and every house in that area gets this.
That's right? Great. It probably says like resident of whatever address, sure. Right?
Yep.
And that this isn't just to fill seminars. I'm giving you an example today that we've got an advisor that fills seminars doing this, mm-hmm. but think of it big picture. What else could we use this for? I think of a hot migrate. I think of maybe you want to showcase something new within the four walls of your office. Maybe mm-hmm. you started doing tax planning or maybe estate planning or whatnot. Maybe you got a new advisor, you know, welcome somebody to the office.
Right.
But it allows you to generate a lot more activity for a very, I mean, think of it. If it's 24 cents, I mean, let's do the math. You're the math guy, but if I just sent out 5,000 pieces, it seems pretty inexpensive in this industry.
You know, this in this industry, anyone that does market knows that it's, you know, not the most cost-effective industry to do marketing, right? Anyone knows that if you're doing a workshop, doing a dinner seminar, doing a TV campaign, doing radio.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking $2,000 in marketing is really a drop in the bucket for most what successful advisors actually spend on a monthly basis or definitely on an annual basis, right? So that is exactly right. It's an easy way to kind of plug in and try a couple of different things that might be outside of the ordinary of what you've done in the past, right? So like migrates, new office, new employee, new advisor in the area, like you said, taxes. I mean, really anything, you know, if something's hot in the industry, you know, just people that have questions about like this Trump account thing we mentioned last time.
So right.
Like, can you imagine dropping a piece and someone opens that up? It's like, I wonder what, I've always wondered if I can do this with my grandkid, but I really don't know who to talk to. Boom. You know, just throwing ideas out there, right? You can get creative if you want to on it, but it makes it easy with the process on the website. We can provide that to anyone that's listening on just getting it out there and trying something new.
Yeah. Again, it's another inexpensive way. Most people, when we talk to them, Kaylin, the first thing they say is, well, I got a budget, right? I have to stay within the budget. This is one of those stay within the budget opportunities because we're not asking you to spend $10,000 here, right? You can reach a lot of people for just a couple thousand dollars and on many different topics, you know, mm-hmm. including you can add QR codes on there. You can do all sorts of different things. You can build this little, you know, this little postcard, if you will, however you want, they'll help you with that. As far as the print, you might have to get these printed throughout the, you know, your Kinko's or whatever else yep. you might in the area, but
pretty cheap still.
It's still pretty cheap to get that, you know, mass print done. And just think of some of the ways that you can do this. Again, client events, MIGA ads, new people in the office, trying to generate more traffic. Outside of that, maybe I should do a billboard. Well, what if you just tried this for a few months instead of a billboard? Mm-hmm. Maybe that wasn't available, but you really want like, you got to get outside the box here thinking and really try to generate more activity through stuff like this.
Yep. And I think what you mentioned there too is trying something new. So this is a, you know, something to do in addition to what you're doing, right? And not a replacement of.
That's correct.
Right? So, yeah. You know, definitely not saying this is the magic bullet. Nothing exists. There's nothing out there like that exists, but it is something you can try, okay, in addition to, not a replacement of, your events, your client events, your you know, games that you bring clients to, whatever the topic might be, right, that you're doing for marketing. But again, continue to do all those things, but it's an easy way to just plug something in. It's not an overhaul on your marketing budget. You can easily try this month over month over month or pull back from something else and just see what the success that comes with it. But we thought we'd at least let our listeners know of a cheap way to try something new.
Yeah. And, you know, we had Brian Lucius on, AKA B-Lou, not too long ago, talking about marketing, right?
Yep.
How many orders can we get in the water? Matter of fact, that was the title of it. And mm-hmm. so one more in the water at a very inexpensive, you know, cheap way to get traffic through the door. I just, you know, I made 5 phone calls on it this week. 5 already. It's Wednesday mm-hmm. to some advisors that I know were looking for just a little more. And every single one said, send it to me. Mm-hmm. This is an absolute no-brainer because if you think about the power of mail, people get mail every day, but sometimes the postcard just works. Mm-hmm. I know I look at everyone because I really don't know what it is. I'm looking, it could be, and to your point, I've seen them for, you know, I'm not going to name companies, but seal your driveway type companies.
Oh, for sure.
Some bug off companies, if you will. They're very powerful when they come in. Some are like bright pink and they just force you to look at it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So catch attention through the mail. And hopefully you guys use this. Again, these are all for you guys. Sharing's caring here, and we want to make sure that if other advisors continue to have success with it, you have the same.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Yep. Get out, kind of try something new. That's what this allows you to do. Plug and play, low barrier to entry on it. Give it a shot. And again, any questions you have, we have a nice step-by-step instruction on what to do. We can get you to the link. We can ask you any questions that you guys might have out there. But another idea that we ran across and wanted, essentially when you think about it, you're kind of going direct to the source, right? You're going directly to the United States Postal Service itself. And just having them mail it versus a third party package, just ship it to them and ship it off themselves. And this isn't we're not trying to tell you to not use the mail house again. Obviously they do great jobs and they're able to work with the guys on certain areas that you're doing events and target market demographics may probably a little bit better, I would say, than they can do here, but again, an easy way to try something new.
For sure. And I just wanted to, think of this suggested headline here, but what are you leaving retirement income on the table? Get a complimentary retirement income Social Security analysis designed for retirees and pre-retirees ages 55. Can you imagine what traffic that would bring to the door?
Who do I call?
Ghostbusters. Anyway, you know what? We're going to wrap this one up. We talked enough on this, but I want to make sure that you guys get involved. If you want any information on this, we're going to be emailing this out. Some of you have probably already been called on it. We'll get through to everybody, but we want to make sure that if you want this sooner or later, reach back out to us. Caleb, should we leave them with something?
Yeah. Well, what do you got in mind over there?
Well, I was thinking if we just, everybody take $1,000.
Okay.
Okay. If you've got vendor dollars, let's use it. Okay. Vendor bucks here at Gradient, we can use for a third party. If you have a spare $1,000 in your account, in your vendor bucks account, it's the money we're going to use to get this jump started. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's try 2,500 postcards roughly. And right. Let's see if we can't drum some business up. And you know what? We've always said, if you swing the bat, you just never know. And I think we're going to try to swing the bat on this one. And I hope by the end of the week, we have 25 people that want to do this. I hope a lot more, but let's start with 25.
Yeah. And you and I both know we've seen these balances and some of these producers out there, plenty of money out there to use towards these things. And that's exactly what this money's for. Right. And if you think about, even if we pull 10 basis points, that's, three or four people that you went to talk to before, and you and I both know you close one of them, you're making a lot more than $2,000 in these things. Right. So keep an open mind, try it, and we're here to help.
All right. We're going to let you guys get back to your day. Thanks again for listening to Stat Chats. We'll be back next week as we are traveling for a little bit here. But live from Studio 26, once again, your favorite team.
Stats Chat.
Brad and Kalen do not offer investment, legal, tax, or accounting advice and are not affiliated or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. The opinions herein may be from personal experience and may not necessarily be those of Gradient Financial Group, its employees, or affiliates. Any results, topics, or outcomes are for informational purposes only. Financial professional use only.